what thy love doth say. As I am here, I vow and swear, I kindly will embrace thee. Thou need not fear, my only dear, that I shall e'er disgrace thee. I'll be as honest as the day, thy virtues I will not bewray. No face alive shall e'er deprive me of my dearest jewel. If thou deny, I sure shall die, then be not thou so cruel. Many years I loved thee, therefore, dearest, pity me. Thy very frown doth cast me down, thy smiles again revive me. Thou hast my heart where'er thou art, then don't of love deprive me. O fie, thou simple prentice boy, how durst thou with me tick and toy, or be so bold this to unfold unto thy master's daughter? If he should know 'twould breed thy woe, then what will follow after? Father's own delight, this you may understand aright. No daughter he hath else but me, which makes him highly prize me. Therefore be mute, leave off thy suit, I friendly do advise thee. My father's anger pray you shun, lest you are utterly undone. The prison great will be your fate if you run such adventures. Besides all this, if maids you kiss, you forfeit your indentures. Prithee, dearest, do not flout. At Easter next my time is out, and then I swear I will not care for master nor such histories. But a wife I'll have my life to save, and you're my only mistress. Blame me not for saying so, for love will creep where it cannot go. Had I not spoke, my heart had broke, I could endure no longer. Though I did fight both day and night, yet Cupid grew the stronger. Methinks I see thy lovely face, as I do walk in any place. Thy crystal eyes where Cupid lies, thy cheeks are like two roses. Thy lips are sweet when as we meet, all virtue there encloses. Though I am poor and thou art rich, slight me not, I thee beseech. You know my trade will keep a maid as well as your man Jarvis. If I get pearl, my dearest girl, it shall be at thy service. Thy speeches I do much commend, yet dare I not to condescend, for fear I lose, as I suppose, my father's dear affection, or else I'd yield to you the fields if I not have my election. Never stand to compliment, this doth give me no content. Though father frown and mother frown, yet none of them shall rout. thee. Thus he gained the damsel's love, and honest to her he did prove. He wedded her and bedded her, although his master's daughter. He pleased her well the truth to tell, and parents' love came after. £80, whereby this couple's joys were crowned. Thus may you see in each degree this youth was well befriended. They live in peace, their goods increase, and thus my song is ended.